Terror struck along West Side Highway just blocks from Manhattan's towering World Trade Center when a man drove a rented truck onto a busy bike path, pummeling through pedestrians, cyclists, and into a high school bus.
This was an act of terror, and a particularly cowardly act of terror aimed at innocent civilians.
Authorities have identified the suspect as Saifulu Saipov, a 29-year-old Uzbek national. He remains in police custody at a New York hospital.
The driver of the truck, a 29-year-old male, exited the vehicle brandishing two handguns. A uniformed police officer assigned to the first precinct confronted the subject and shot him in the abdomen.
For some witnesses, the chaos was reminiscent of images of deadly attacks from across Europe.
It always seems really distant, but then when it's right next to you, obviously it's really shocking and disturbing, and you don't want it to happen to anybody.
Others were left in disbelief. College student Jake Saunders, who barely missed a train at a crucial moment, considers himself lucky.
If I had made that train, I would be like right where the shooting is, like right there, because that was my destination where the shooting was.
The incident took place as parents readied their children to visit neighbors and receive candy treats as part of the annual Halloween celebration.
Kids are, you know, trick-or-treating and bomb sniffers in the building. Kids have become way too accustomed to this.
But parents across the city insisted the incident would not stand in the way of their evening plans with the kids.
The cowards that have made this terrorist act, this really cannot stop our lives, and we cannot let them take over our lives. And in spite of all the mixed feelings and the sadness and the fear, you know, everything has to go on. And if we stop, then they won, and we can't let that happen.
Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.